USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In cities across the country, demonstrations are linked to the video death of George Floyd, who is being detained by Minneapolis police officers. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Our hope is that we can start to get that. This is where I need the public. I need those legitimate folks who are grieving to take this back for the right reason. Why are we talking about anarchists who are burning down damn buildings that were businesses that were built up by our indigenous and black communities? Instead of talking about, we had a horrific situation where a police officer murdered and was charged for the death of a black man. We've lost that in there. And I need the public. I need them to rise up. I need to know they're madder than hell. But we have got to stop this piece first to get the other.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two astronauts are on their way on a historic flight to the International Space Station.
1-0. Ignition.
Many people want to know about Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, SpaceX's first NASA astronauts. They're best friends and veterans of the astronaut corps. Also, each of them is married to another astronaut. So many people were curious about them, NASA put them on camera. First question, what's your crewmate's worst habit?
I don't know, he's got a tighter sense of hygiene than I do, I think. Do you really want it cleaned that well? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He doesn't have one. Yeah, you can't chicken out like that because I didn't chicken out.
Yeah.
So.
What I would say is I know almost instantaneously when I've not done something correctly. Let's put it that way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some casino owners will do anything to get their customers back after being shut down for months from the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Hotel and casino owner Derek Stevens is giving away 1,000 one-way tickets for people to come and visit Las Vegas. The economic impact of the global coronavirus pandemic has left the gaming industry in shambles for now. To help bring tourists back, Stevens is making the offer through Allegiant, Frontier, Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country Airlines. Some casinos are set to open on June 4th, and John Flynn, Vice President and Chief of Staff at MGM Resorts International, says keeping everyone safe will be his top priority.
And of course, the health and safety of our guests and employees was our top priority before, and it will always be our top priority. I think for us, we still want to be able to do this in a measured way. We definitely we're in no hurry to fill this place up.
Flynn also telling ABC News,
you will see that we have put plexiglass in at each of our table games, especially with blackjack, and we've reduced the number of seats down from 6 to 3.
So this partition is not regulated by the gaming board, though. You guys did this, right?
That's exactly right.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.